Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. It is April 16th on a Tuesday, middle of the month. Hope you guys are doing well. I was away for the weekend on kind of a ministry trip with my family and I taught at a different church. It was a blessing. I think I said that last episode, but I'm back to the routine. We got back afternoon yesterday and unpacked and then rested for a brief moment and then washed clothes and went to my daughter's baseball practice. So got a good night's sleep. I don't know about you guys, but at home, my wife and I are so used to our bed. It's so comfortable. It's like it is home, and we both have had back issues, so she's 40, I'm 46, and the beds in the hotel was amazing, by the way, but they were pretty hard, and it was nice to get back to the normal bed to be able to sleep through the night. That was awesome. So back to the normal routine. I'm on the road, 5:25 in the morning, on the way to the gym, and had some good time in the Gospel of Matthew this morning. Chapter 21, where the people honor Jesus. He fulfills prophecy by riding into Jerusalem. And I love that. I love how the disciples were just quick to obey. As Jesus said, you know, Jesus basically was like, I said, it's all set up for you. Just go. You're going to borrow this donkey, this colt of a donkey. And it's all good. If they ask you, well, why do you want this? Why do you, you know, the Lord has need of it. It was already set up. Jesus set it all up. And it's comforting to know that God is in control. We can be assured by that. And that's the thing. The Lord assures. He assures our hearts often. All throughout the Word of God. And this section I'm going to read right now was basically after a storm. The disciples were freaking out as Jesus comes up to them and he says, but immediately Jesus spoke to them in their fear, right? He spoke to them saying, take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. Now, I don't want to crush anyone's dreams right now, but I'm going to just say this because I know people really want the Bible to say, do not be afraid 365 times in order to say, you know what? Every day, God says, don't be afraid. All year. That's not quite accurate, but it doesn't matter. What matters is the fact that over and over and over again in Scripture, the Lord assures His people to not be afraid. If they're about to go into a new season, He says, don't be afraid. If He's calling them to something, He says, do not fear. When Paul went to the new city, the Lord told him not to be afraid. There's people in this city. God's telling often tells the strongest believers to not fear. Why? For no reason? No, because they have fear. There comes points in our lives, different seasons where there can be fear. There can be timidity there. And we're not to be confident in the flesh. That's just foolish. But we're to be confident in the Lord. And so I love the fact that Jesus says, it is I. Like, it is me. You know me. I'm your leader. I'm the Messiah. I'm the Savior. And I'm here. Don't be afraid. And we need to be reminded that of that often as well, I think. As we're going through life, no matter what we face, no matter what unexpected things happen, no matter what difficult decisions we have to make, we have to remember. And I believe Jesus is like, it is I, do not be afraid. Like, He's with you. And therefore, we never have to fear. And I know that's easy to say, but when you're in the thick of it, when you're in a huge trial, that's when you're like, yeah, I do not fear. And at the same time, maybe the heart's going, kind of afraid right now. I might not be afraid, but maybe I'm anxious right now. The storm I'm going through seems insane right now. Well, no matter how intense storms may be, trials may arise, but no matter what, the Lord is with you, leading you, assuring you, comforting you with His promises, and that's the beautiful thing. His promises are always there, and He always comes through. He never fails, and we know that. And it's easier to believe that, I think, oftentimes when things are going smooth in our lives, right? It's like, yeah, of course. But it's when we're unsure. It's when we're like, I don't know, am I going to lose my job? Oh, I don't know, like, there's turmoil in our family right now. Is everything going to be okay? You know, it's these life circumstances that are difficult. But here's the thing. I've been kind of studying the character of Christ as I've been looking at the fruits of the Spirit. And one of the fruits of the Spirit is peace. And there's three kinds of peace. Eternal peace. Knowing that no matter what, our future is secure. So we have eternal peace. We have internal peace. So this eternal peace, internal peace, that peace in our heart that no crazy circumstances can touch. Like, Jesus gives us peace, right? So we have external peace is the third one. So we have eternal peace, internal peace, and number three, external peace, meaning peace with one another. And that's so important. Reconciliation is what the Christian life is all about. And so, fruits of the Spirit. Peace is a huge one. And so even in the biggest storm, you know, think about it. Even in the biggest storm that you're facing, you know, God's not worried. He doesn't go, I don't know what you're going to do. Right? It sounds ridiculous, but it's true. God knows what He's doing. He's there to assure us. He is good all the time. His peace needs to reign in our hearts and our lives. And so we don't have to be afraid. Knowing the Lord reigns. Knowing the Lord's in control. Knowing the Lord leads. The disciples at this point needed this assurance. And oftentimes, you guys, throughout the day, we need this assurance. And we could be reminded. We can look at so many different verses concerning these things that will comfort our heart. Like, you know, in life, in ministry, since I've been a Christian the last 20 years, there have been crazy situations, right? Stuff that I had to deal with. But I never let anything detract me or take me off of the road of God's will. Because that's the road I need to stay on. There's no other road. All the other roads lead to being lost in the wilderness, right? It's like you are secure in your salvation. You have eternal peace, internal peace, and external peace because you have the Lord. Because He is leading you. Because He loves you. So guys, just an assurance. Do not fear. Do not be afraid. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of sound mind. We can be assured of that today. Amen. Well, hey, God bless you guys. Hope you have an amazing Tuesday. Praying for you guys. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.